I'm Serena Williams, and I'm healthier on Row. I've lost 34 pounds in a year with GLP-1s, diet, and exercise. On Row, you can access GLP-1 options, including the first FDA-approved GLP-1 pill for weight loss. Go to row.co/journey to see if you qualify. 14 to 20% average weight loss in 1 year in non-diabetics with obesity or overweight with a weight-related medical condition versus 2.2% to 3.1% in placebo arm. Rx only. To stay informed about serious side effects, go to row.co/safety.
I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for Murders That Defy Explanation, Mystery Seeking Exploration, and Shocking Secrets That Will Leave You Breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops, and neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Shay is an Eastlake going to play this round. Well, it's Trump Temme, as Jen Tui has the day off today on Star 102, Cleveland's Feel Good Favorites. It's brought to you by Apex Skin. Shay, how are you?
I am good. I'm actually super excited because I've never played you, so I don't even care about winning the prize. I just wanted to play you.
Oh, this will probably go well for you. It usually does. My record compared to Jen's, well, there is no comparison. So yes, we're gonna have fun, Shay. We're gonna battle it out. First things first, though, whenever you are ready, go ahead and ask me to leave the room.
Okay, please leave the room, Tim.
Absolutely.
All right, Tim is in the hallway. He tried to steal the questions, but he didn't. Are you ready, Shay?
Ready.
Perfect. We'll start with question number one. So Peacock has announced that the smash horror romance hit Obsession is going to premiere on the streamer this Friday. My question to you is simple. Have you seen the movie Obsession? Yes or no?
No.
All right. Question number two. Moana won the North American box office this weekend. The live action remake took in $43 million in its debut weekend, enough to grab first place, though the movie opened on the low end and isn't being treated kindly by critics. So in the live-action film Moana, Maui is played by which actor?
I'm going to assume Dwayne The Rock.
We'll go with Dwayne The Rock. Question number three. The Michael Jackson biopic Michael has become the first biopic to ever pass $1 billion at the box office. Fans embraced the movie with packed theaters overshadowing its 38% Rotten Tomatoes score. Which song by Michael Jackson includes the lyrics, Annie, Are You Okay?
Oh, no, I know this. I don't know, Billie Jean.
We'll go Billie Jean. All right, question number four. So Barbie stamps are coming to the United States Postal Service. Their latest offering goes on sale today, and it features Barbie-themed stamps designed by the best-selling dolls of all time through the years. What is the name of Barbie's younger sister introduced in 1964?
I didn't even know she had a younger sister.
That's valid.
Let's just say Annie.
We'll go Annie. Question number five. Ariana Grande disappointed fans of American Horror Story by announcing she was dropping out of season 13 of the hit TV show. She had reportedly not filmed any scenes yet for the show, and it's been too difficult to schedule while filming on her current tour. Now, Ariana Grande got her start in the entertainment industry on a TV show as Kat Valentine. What is the name of that show?
Victorious.
All right. Perfect. I'm going to add up your totals here, Shay. We're going to grab Tim, bring him back in the room. We're going to see how he does. That's all coming up next.
All right, let's continue the game. Jen is the day off today. We're playing a couple of rounds of Trump Timmy on Star 102, Cleveland's Feel Good Favorites, brought to you by Apex Skin. Same rules apply, obviously, and the exclusive Jen and Tim Show mugs and the $50 Apex Skin gift card is yours if you win, Shay, and the grand prize Apex Skin prize pack worth $250. So, obviously, I was out of the studio. I have no idea what happened. How'd she do? How'd Shay do?
Shay got three.
Of course you did. Nice job, Shay.
Thank you. Pretty solid. Hopefully it stands up and we don't have to go on a tiebreaker.
Yeah. That would be amazing, but you know.
I should have pulled up yours.
Thank you, Jen. Oh, yeah. There's going to be a point in time, and it might have already hit, that she's going to forget to log in and actually play those drops. I was surprised she was very consistent last year.
She's on it, but yeah. It'll dwindle.
Yeah, so we'll see what happens.
Easy breezy.
Thank you, Jen.
Question number one. Peacock has announced that the smash horror romance hit Obsession, it's going to premiere on the streamer this Friday.
Oh.
Have you seen this movie, yes or no?
No, but I want to.
Well, there you go.
Did you see it?
No,
Shay, did you see it?
I have not, but I want to.
Yeah, so do I. Oh, that's good scoop. I didn't see that. Nice.
I will not be watching.
Why not?
I don't do horror films.
You're too scared?
No, I just have better things to watch.
That's fair. Okay.
Question. Everyone loves it, though.
But Love Island's over, so now your time's back. You have some.
Oh, don't even remind me that it's over. Very sad. I don't know what to do without my Islanders now.
Yeah, there you go.
Question number two. Moana won the North American box office this weekend. The live-action remake took in $43 million in its debut weekend, enough to grab first place, though the movie opened on the low end and isn't being treated kindly by critics. Now, in the live-action film Moana, Maui is played by which actor?
Played by Dwayne Johnson.
Yes.
Whoa.
I was like, oh no.
My, what in the world?
Going down.
And I want to talk more about that at 8:10 because I did not see it and I want to know if it was any good. Because I'm very nervous if it was any good.
Question number three. The Michael Jackson biopic Michael has become the first biopic ever to pass $1 billion at the box office. Fans embraced the movie with packed theaters overshadowing its 38% Rotten Tomatoes score. Which song by Michael Jackson includes the lyrics, Annie, Are You Okay?
Annie, Are You Okay?
Smooth Criminal.
Yes. Gotta sing it. Question four. Barbie stamps are coming to the United States Postal Service.
What are you talking about? Jen's not here, so you have to make sure that you do a postage stamp?
Yeah,
it's question five, Grey's Anatomy.
I didn't hear it in the three things, so I knew I had to include it.
I wasn't doing my job.
And this is a stamp I would want.
Okay, so would you say it was again a Barbie stamp?
Barbie, their latest offering, goes on sale today. And it's Barbie-themed stamps designed by the best-selling dolls of all time through the years. You know, of doctor, engineer,
that's fantastic.
Model.
You're going to get these? You're not going to get these.
I need stamps, so probably not. What is the name of Barbie's younger sister who was introduced in 1964?
She did have... Is it like Tinker, Stinker? It's something. No.
I hate that you're close, Tinker, but not.
What is. Wait, hold on. Give me a second. Something's. I don't know. It's something. I actually don't know.
It's Skipper.
Is it really? Yes. I was kind of on that path.
You were getting there.
Tinker, Stinker? No, it's, that was
you
not
have
on the path.
ER, Skipper.
Wait, did you know that, Shay?
Absolutely not.
No.
She didn't even know there was a sister.
Yeah, that's fair. I just remember, I don't know. It must have been when my daughter was playing about something that was some reference, but clearly I did not retain the knowledge.
Good old Skipper. All right, Tim, it comes down to this. You have to get this question or we will have a tiebreaker.
You know what?
I hate the tiebreaker!
We know, Jen.
Well, you better get it right.
Oh, no.
Question five. Ariana Grande disappointed fans of American Horror Story by announcing she's dropping out of season 13 of the hit TV show. She'd reportedly not filmed any scenes for the show yet, and it's been too difficult to schedule filming while on her current tour. Now, Ariana Grande got her start in the entertainment industry on a TV show, Ask Cat Valentine. What is the name of that show?
Victorious. Get out of here with that question.
Yes, it's Victorious.
I see what you're trying to do.
What?
I have gained more knowledge because of your questions that I know these things now because that was not my wheelhouse.
Well,
I did not grow up. I did not watch
it.
That. Jen always forgets this. She always thinks it's Wizards of
she
Waverly Place.
Just guessed that.
Everybody she thinks is Wizards of Waverly Place. That is her guess. But I have learned over time.
Victorious is not even on Disney. It's on Nickelodeon. So Wizards would not have been a great guess. Anyway.
Okay. Final total, Stevie.
Shay, 3. Tim, 4.
We're sorry.
Close, though.
It was close. And now we all know Barbie's sister's name that we didn't know. Shay, that was a good battle.
It was a good battle. I'm just happy I got to play you, so I'm a winner in my book.
I love that. It was always fun. It's always great to hear from you. You know we love you. We appreciate you listening to the show. But Shay, you know what you need to say.
I do. I am Shay from Eastlake, and I did not trump to me.
I'm Hannah. I've lost 75 pounds in 20 months with GLP-1s, plus diet and exercise. On Row, I've gone from struggling to run a mile to running farther every day. You can access FDA-approved GLP-1s online. Get the support you need to reach your weight loss goals. Go to row.co/weight to see if you qualify. I'm a paid Row partner. 20% average weight loss in 1 year in non-diabetics with obesity or overweight with a weight-related medical condition versus 3.1% in placebo arm. Rx only. To stay informed about serious side effects, go to row.co/safety.
Lemonade! Fresh squeeze lemonade! Lemonade? Oh gone nuts.
Is your business struggling to be seen? Not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, mine starts here.
Isabella is in Westlake, going to play this round of Trump Timmy since Jen's off on Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. Isabella, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing well?
Yeah.
Ready to try to crush me in this game?
I am ready.
There you go. That's what I'd like to hear. All right. Producer Stevie's going to take over. You just need to ask me to leave the room. That's what starts the game.
Okay. You may leave the room.
All right. I'm out of here.
All right, Tim is gone. Are you ready for question one?
I am.
Perfect. So Lifetime is making a move into the horror genre with the upcoming Killer Clown movie. It's inspired by true stories, and it's debuting on August 1st. My question is simple. What is your favorite movie genre?
I like horror comedy.
We'll go comedy. All right, question number two. Stanley Tucci is starring in an action comedy film for Prime Video, and the trailer has dropped. That film is premiering on October 16th on Prime Video. Now, Stanley Tucci played Nigel in which fashion-themed movie alongside Meryl Streep and Anne Hathaway?
Devil Wears Prada.
All right, question number three. Teddy Swims is channeling a big breakup with new music after confirming that his relationship has ended. He dropped the song Breakup in Reverse by surprise on Friday. What is the title of Teddy Swims' breakthrough hit that was released in 2023?
I don't know.
That's all right. We'll go with question number four. So Sierra Miller has confirmed she's coming back for season 11 of Summer House. She revealed the news while hosting Love Island USA After Sun. What is Sierra Miller's profession outside of reality TV? And here's a hint. It's in the medical field.
Doctor.
We'll go with doctor. Question number five. Benny Blanco has announced his new album, Hermoso, set to release next month on August 14th. The new project will be his fourth studio album. What does Hermoso mean in English?
Apple.
We'll go with that. You got something in right at the buzzer. Perfect. All right, I'm going to add up your totals here, Isabella. We're going to grab Tim, bring him back in the room. That is all coming up after this song.
Isabella is in Westlake. Answered five questions a minute ago. It's a round of Trump Timmy as Jen has the day off today on Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. It is brought to you by Apex Skin. I was in the hallway. I didn't hear any of the game. I have no idea what happened. So how did Isabella do?
Isabella got two.
There you go. Two correct today. All right.
Oh, yay.
Yeah, you never know. Once again,
better than none.
It is definitely better than none. That
it's
is a good point.
Has happened.
Yeah, so that's great. So you got two of five. Now I've got to try to answer these same five questions.
All right, question number one. So Lifetime is making a move into the horror genre with its upcoming Killer Clown film. The movie is inspired by true stories, and it's debuting on August 1st. Tim, what is your favorite movie genre?
I'll go horror movie. Right. Hey, I like those.
And you haven't
My daughter
kind of
likes those
yet?
Too. I haven't seen Obsession. I haven't seen Backrooms. I know. I say, where am I going?
It's a big moment right now for that genre.
I got to prove that my answer to question one was true.
I'm not believing it.
I know.
You're watching, Pretty Little Liars.
Hey, Pretty Little Liars.
That's on the cusp.
Yeah.
There's some scary moments. Question two. Stanley Tucci is starring in an action comedy heist film for Prime Video, and a trailer has dropped. That film's premiering on October 16th. Now, Stanley Tucci played Nigel in which fashion-themed movie alongside Meryl Streep and Anne Hathaway?
That was Devil Wears Prada.
Yes, it was. Question number three. So, Teddy Swims is channeling a big breakup with new music after confirming that his relationship has ended. He dropped the song Breakup in Reverse by surprise on Friday. What is the title of Teddy Swims' breakthrough hit released in 2023?
Lose Control.
Yes. I was wondering if you'd get there in time.
It's probably going to be better. That song's good. It'll probably be good music because it's another breakup.
it always is a good.
It is.
Anytime there's a breakup, there's good music. You don't want to wish for a breakup.
No, but
they make good music.
It works out for us.
Uh-huh. Question number four. Sierra Miller has confirmed she's coming back for season 11 of Summer House. She revealed the news while hosting Love Island USA After Sun. What is Sierra Miller's profession outside of reality TV? Here's a hint. It's in the medical field.
Yeah, isn't it a nurse?
Yes.
Okay. I thought it was a nurse.
Question number five. Benny Blanco has announced his new album, Hermoso, is set to release next month on August 14th. The new project will be his fourth studio album. What does Hermoso mean in English?
I should know this. Come on. I have no, I don't even have a guess. Hermoso.
Beautiful.
Oh, it's beautiful. Oh, that was not great. Did you know that one, Isabella?
What? No, I did not get
no,
that one.
No, I did not. Ugh, final totals there, Stevie.
Isabella 2, Tim 4.
Okay. I got lucky. I got lucky in this round. And now we know what Hermoso means. I had no clue. I don't know why that even, like, I took
Jen
Spanish.
Jen would have been upset at that question.
She would have been very mad. Why is this not pop culture? Yeah, exactly. Yep. The entire thing. Well, Isabella, I hope you have a great day. We appreciate you playing the game, but you know what you need to say.
Thank you. My name is Isabella from Westlake, and I did not trump Tim.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.